many people often get offended when they're asked to repeat themselves. Those individuals feel that it often reflects the fact that you just really don't care to have listened to them in the first place. It may even show a lack of consideration and just a complete lack of respect for the other person and what they have to say. With that said, this Sefer, Sefer Devarim, is a very difficult book to understand. Sefer Devarim is also known as Mishneh Torah. Deuteronomy, the repetition of the first four Svarim of Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. Now, although it is true that there are slight discrepancies in the Psukim, and the mitzvos which are reintroduced in our Sefer, they do have a word which is a little bit different, a letter here, a sentence there. But the reality is, it's just repetition of the mitzvos and the events that had already been taught and had already taken place. Why then would the Torah which we constantly tell that every single word, every letter is necessary, and that there's not a single thing which is extra, why would we dedicate an entire book, Sefer Devarim, to something which is just repetition? We're currently on Shabbos Chazon, in which it's no coincidence that immediately after Parshas Devarim, which we're in, is the tragic event of Tisha B'Av, commemorating the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. Because of the significance of Tisha B'Av, very often Parshas Devarim has very little say. People don't discuss it in great detail. But I'd like today to show three very specific connections between our Parsha, Parshas Devarim, and Tisha B'Av. Starting off with the very first word in our Sefer. Yes, the Parsha is Devarim, but the first word is Eileh, spelled Aleph Lamed Hey. Aleph 130 for the Lamed, and a Hey is 5, equals 36. Interestingly enough, the exact same gematria numerical value as Eicha, Lamentations, which we read on Tisha B'Av night. Perhaps this gives us an understanding that Eileh Devarim, that this Parsha alludes to certain connections of Tisha B'Av and the tragedy of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. In reality, Rav Soloveitchik points out that although most of us maybe on Tisha B'Av think and focus on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and that we're currently in Golos and exile, the reality that tragedy was not the tragedy that triggered off the day of Tisha B'Av as a day of future catastrophes. Rather, it was an event that is repeated in this week's Parsha. The Torah, in this week's Parsha, speaks in great detail of the incident of the Meraglim, the spies. And the spies who went to Canaan, to Israel, 10 of them came back with an evil report. And they said, "V'lo avisim la'alos," they said that we cannot go. "V'tamru es pi Hashem Elokeichem," and by doing so, you rebelled against the word of Hashem. "V'te rognu ba'aleichem, v'tamru b'sinas Hashem osanu, hosianu meretz Mitzrayim." Unbelievable. That we slandered and we spoke Lashon Hara in our tents, and we said because of Hashem's hatred for us, did He take us out of the land of Mitzrayim. We'll say so, Sonu Biyadu Amori L'Hashmidenu. In order for us to be delivered into the hands of the Amorim, and that they will destroy us. This incident occurred on Tisha B'Av. This was the original catastrophe, tragedy of the ninth of Av. And on that day, the Torah tells us, "V'tisa kol eda, v'yitnu es kolam, v'yivcho am bo laila hahu," that the Jewish people lifted up their voices in crying out, "Belailahu," on that evening. Says the Gemara in Tainus on Chav Tesamun Aleph, Omer Rabbam Rabbi Yochanan, that Osa Laila Weil Tisha B'Av Hoya. That night was Tisha B'Av night. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem saw our tears coming down our cheeks and our faces, and said, Atem B'chisem B'chiyah Shel Chinam. You're crying a worthless cry, a cry which is really for no purpose, because I would have been there to have protected you, to have gone into this land of Canaan. Yani kaveh lechem b'chiyah l'dorot. And therefore, because of this, in future years, on that night of Tisha B'Av, you will have something to legitimately cry about. And this is what we say in Eicha, Bochu tivke b'layla, that she cries bitterly in the night. This shows that one misplaced act from the Bnei Yisrael was the cause for all of the future catastrophes that were destined to occur on that day. And for that, we read Parshas Devarim immediately before Tisha B'Av. But what is another striking connection between Tisha B'Av and this week's Parsha is the word Eicha. Of course, we will be reading Eicha, written by Yirmiyah, Eicha Yashva B'Dad. But we also find the word Eicha in two other places. One in this week's Haftorah, for Shabbos Chazon, Eicha Haysal L'Zona. And believe it or not, yes, in our Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu himself says, Eicha Esol Avadi, how can I alone carry these burdens? They're too difficult. And again, it cannot be a coincidence that we read specifically Parshas Devarim right before Tisha B'Av. And we find in this Parsha the time in which Moshe says the word Eicha. Explains the morale of Prague in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael. He says the way that we can understand the word Eicha and really what is being asked by Moshe and what's being said by Yirmiyah and what's being recited in our Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon is by looking at the very first time that this word is found. And it's found all the way back in Parshas Bereishis. With regard to Adam HaRishon, who was given the opportunity to enjoy from every single tree in the world, except for that one over there. And as of course we know, he fell. He fell short of the mark. And he ate from this tree. And on this, the Torah tells us, Vayikra Hashem Elohim El Adam, that Hashem called out to man. Vayomer lo, he said to him one word, a rhetorical question. Ayeka, where are you, Adam HaRishon? Asks Rashi, how is it possible to say that Hashem did not know where Adam HaRishon was, that he had to ask the question, Ayeka? Says Rashi, certainly he knew. El chanes imo b'devarim. He rather wanted, instead of shocking him, he wanted to at least say something in a calm, parv way, so that afterwards Adam HaRishon would be able to accept Hashem's later words of tochacha, of rebuke. Explains the Adaras Eliyahu that the word ayeka, where are you, is not Hashem asking Adam, where are you physically on this earth? But rather, Ayeka, in which direction are you going? Look at what you did. You clearly lost sight and forgot yourself and the direction that you should be going. You clearly have gone down the wrong path. Adam, Ayeka, where are you? What are you doing in this world? This is the meaning of Ayeka. But it's fascinating that that word Aleph Yud Chav Hey is the exact same letters as Eicha. And that is the message of Tisha B'Av. That on Tisha B'Av night, we have to look at ourselves and ask Eicha Ayeka. Here I am, another Tisha B'Av. I had Tisha B'Av 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and here I am tonight. Look within yourself and ask the question, Ayeka, where are you? Are you any different than you were 10 years ago? Are you going in the proper path, leading the proper direction that you should be leading your life? Or maybe, just like Adam HaRishon, when he was asked that question, unfortunately, he realized his shortcoming, that he was not doing what he was supposed to do. And therefore, Moshe and Yirmiyah is telling us this rhetorical question that we need to ask ourselves. What are we doing? And therefore, we must continuously remind ourselves, thinking of the original Eicha, that he was not aroused to change, that indeed you, Adam HaRishon, have forgotten, but we should not forget. And I believe this is the reason that Chazal tell us that even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago, so we can say, what's the purpose? Why is it necessary for us to have to go through this whole process of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash? It doesn't apply to me. It applies to them. They made the mistake. They're the ones that deserved for it to be destroyed. Chazal tell us that every single generation, we have the ability to have the Beis HaMikdash built. And therefore, says it Chazal, that any generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as though it was destroyed in our generation. And therefore, when we study and we examine why was that building destroyed, and we know for sinas chinam, baseless hatred, not being kind and compassionate and showing care to another human being, to another Jew, we have to ask ourselves, 2,000 years later, Ayeka, where are we as a nation? Have we improved? Have we changed? And therefore, taking a step at a time, building this new structure, a brick at a time, we have to make our steps in the correct direction. And when we do so, we will do so not just by hearing it once, but Mishneh Torah. It's a message that needs to be repeated. It's something which we need to internalize, something which should affect us, something which we constantly have to hear over and over again. And God willing, by hearing it, Mishneh Torah, the mistakes that we made in the past, we have the ability to fix them. And may we all be zocha merit to seeing the building of the Beis HaMikdash b'mehera v'yameinu, speedily in our days, so that when we are going to be asked that question, and when we reflect upon ourselves the question of Ayeka, of Eicha, we will be able to know we're going in the right direction.